So we start this series today along with at least 750 other churches across Chicago. And if we don't get anything else out of this, I want the point to be we're okay with questions. I don't want people going away thinking that the church always just has a quick answer to questions and kind of dismisses all of our struggles of faith, all our doubts, all of our, how does this all work out? But instead, that this is a place to bring our questions. This is a place to bring our doubts. This is a place to support each other through all those questions. And that the church is a safe place for that, but it's also to realize that God's big enough to handle our questions. Last I checked, he's big enough to handle our questions, and so if we have some questions for him, it's not going to cause him to be less than God. In fact, he wants us to come to him with our questions, and sometimes he may not be able to answer us, but he wants us to bring those questions to him. So today, our question is, does life have a purpose? And I'm going to show you a slightly longer video here. Again, I'm sorry, it's so bright in here. We'll work on that for the future weeks, but listen. Definitely listen and see, some of these things, it's like man on the street. What do you hear that might sound like something you've thought before or struggled with before or a family member does or a friend has said something like this? Take a listen.
Why were we put here? I think everyone wants to know, why were we put here? Why are we on Earth?
My purpose in life is to live a normal life, to be a citizen, a productive citizen.
I don't fully know why I'm here, but I enjoy that. I enjoy knowing that because then that creates endless possibilities for myself.
Смысл жизни, я думаю, что в жизни.
I believe it's random, to be honest. I don't think there's a plan. I think you make your own destiny.
Intentar pasar por la vida de la manera más desapercibida posible.
I would like to make a difference, even if it's only in one life. I'd prefer to do more.
Love, happiness, joy, yoga.
I think oftentimes you realize what the purpose was more by looking back than looking forward. In my way, some people plan ahead and know exactly what their life is, what their purpose in life is, in their mind anyway.
I find direction in life by just meditating daily, just coming out here to the beach.
Whether it be spending time with friends or family or putting some gas in my boat so I can go fishing and catch a few fish, go home, have a fish fry. I live day by day, and I like to take it like that.
Society wants you to think that your life's purpose is all about work and making money and moving forward from that direction, but I think that's wrong, and I'm still trying to figure out what's right for me.
I'd say that because I think the meaning of life, in my opinion, is to find something that you're passionate about and use that passion to make the world around you a better place.
I believe every person's life has a goal, and that goal can only be found in God.
I mean, I think everyone has a reason to live. Everyone offers something to this world, whether it be bad, whether it teaches people to be good, or whether they're good themselves. But I think everyone has a purpose on this planet.
Everyone has a purpose on this planet, and it's great to hear her say that, but sometimes it's hard for us to get to that conclusion. But a lot of different thoughts there about what's the purpose in life. I think one of my favorites is, just putting some gas in the boat and going fishing. I mean, some days that's just what you feel like that's the purpose. But as I was thinking about what is, the purpose in life, I started thinking about weddings and actually wedding rehearsals. And before you get all, sappy and like, oh, of course, meaning of, purpose in life, husband and wife coming together. No, that's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about at the wedding rehearsal and asking the people in the wedding party to walk with purpose. Now we're going to flip things here. We're going to pretend the altar's back there and I'm somebody in the wedding party, all right? Because I want you to see what I'm trying to get them to do. And so they need to walk up to the altar, right? And so some people are like, okay. And, you know, a bridesmaid, groomsmen, and they're like, walk to the altar. Great. Woo. All right. Some people walk like that, and I'm like, oh, that's a little fast, just a little fast. And, some of it is nervousness. Some of it is like, just get me out of being the center of attention. And I'm like, you got to slow down. All right. All right. So let's practice again, and then we'll do it a second time. And then 2 weeks later, after the couple's already had their honeymoon, that person finally gets up front. Okay, so like, okay, no, that's a little slow. And when you're that slow, it really looks like you're not sure. Are you supposed to be here? Are you supposed to walk this way? Are you in the wrong place? So that's a little too slow. Instead, I say walk with purpose. Walk like you know you're here. You're not going too fast. You're not going too slow. You know where you're headed. And you're enjoying this moment. And so you're walking with purpose. It doesn't look like you're gonna, you know, lose your way and get lost on the way, and it doesn't look like you're breezing through this. Walk with purpose. I feel like that's a pretty good way of thinking about this whole question: does life have a purpose? We can go through life walking way too fast, right? Just walking really fast, right? And I think we walk fast either when we're scared, we're nervous, or we're frantic. We're trying to, you know, get everything we can and do lots of stuff. Sometimes we also walk fast, though, because we figure we know where life is headed. We figure we know the answers, and we're just going to keep walking, and we're going to ignore the people around us or ignore any signs from God that might be taking us in a different path. We're just going to walk really fast. Might also go through life walking kind of slow. And we walk slow because we're nervous or we're pretty unsure about where we should be headed. We're wandering a little bit. Or maybe we feel kind of hopeless. Like, what's the point of walking, you know? Like, and so we walk kind of slow or we take a few steps back. That can be how we get through life as well. But what we see in Scripture is that God invites us to walk with purpose, to live with purpose. And with Him, with walking with purpose, it doesn't always necessarily mean we know what will be at the very end, you know, like we can't see past today, but He's inviting us to live in today, to walk with purpose and enjoy the day, but not walk too fast that we would miss Him sending us in a different direction or sending us for a different adventure the next day. We walk with purpose. Turn to page 9 in your bulletins, back to the passages from Ecclesiastes. So the writer, probably King Solomon, is writing and trying to understand, like, what's the meaning of life? Does life have a purpose? And you can actually kind of see this whole too fast, too slow, and walking with purpose in some of these passages. So like the first paragraph, all right, which is, actually from chapter 1. He says, I said in my heart, I have acquired great wisdom, surpassing all who were over Jerusalem before me. And my heart has had a great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I applied my heart to know wisdom and to know the foolishness of the world also. In other words, I have gathered up knowledge. I have seen it all. I have learned it all, and I have done this, right? And in some ways, that sounds like a little bit of walking too fast. I know what I wanted to find, and I have found all of it, right? That sounds a little like walking too fast. But full stop right there. Then he says, I perceived that this is also but a striving after wind. So I'm walking around, I'm getting all knowledge, I'm like, hey, this is great, I know this world, I'm wise, and then suddenly, wait a second, this is like chasing after the wind. And suddenly walking too slow, like hopeless, not even really feeling like, what's the point in walking forward anyways? How many of you have caught the wind before? Like, you chased after the wind, you caught it. Norm, are you going to give me some big scientific answer, like a sailboat or something? Oh, okay. All right. So Norm has caught the wind. Most of us, though, like if you're chasing after wind, like if you tried to gather up the wind, that would be impossible, right? And so the writer here is saying, I realize I was just chasing after all this stuff, and it's meaningless. So now he's too slow. There's no walking with purpose in that little paragraph. Go to the next paragraph. There's the walking fast again. I made great works, houses, vineyards, gardens, parks, trees, pools, trees, silver, gold, treasures, singers. He's a king, so he has concubines. And I became great and surpassed all who were before me in Jerusalem. Again, this is walking fast, grabbing everything I can. I see things, I want them in my life. And that's all kind of this frantic grabbing of everything. But then it stops for a second. Also, my wisdom remained with me. And now I think we're starting to get to a deeper wisdom, a wisdom from God. And he said, whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them, which still sounds like he's grabbing everything, but I kept my heart from no pleasure, for my heart found pleasure in all my toil. And this was my reward for all my toil. Something's changing here. He's saying I'm finding some wisdom in God. And when he starts to say I found joy in my toil or in my work, you start to see something different. He is starting to slow down and see some sort of purpose in what God has given him to do. It's not just in the stuff anymore. He says, I found pleasure in my work. And he doesn't just mean like job, occupation, where you get your paycheck. What he means is I found pleasure in the things I had to do each day. Get up and pour milk on cereal. I took joy in that. Get up and take the dog out for a walk. I found joy in that. Walking around your neighborhood and stepping in your neighbor's dog. Anyways, you find joy in these things. You find joy in being a parent, being a child, being a grandparent, being a grandchild, being a worker, being a student. He is slowed down and he says, this is purpose. What God has given me to do today. And so he's walking with purpose. But we struggle, right? We start to see it, right? We start to say, yes, I'm going to enjoy today because this is the day the Lord has made. This is the day God has given me. But then he starts to lose it right away. Verse 11. Then I considered all that my hands had done and the work I had expended in doing it. And behold, all was vanity and a striving after the wind. And there was nothing to be gained under the sun. That's how quickly we can go from too fast to walking with purpose to kind of giving up and just sitting down in the middle of the aisle. I've never had anybody do that during the wedding, but you know, you get the idea. And that's how difficult it is. Because we want to know we have purpose. We want to see where God is leading, but we get distracted pretty quickly, and it's easy to start to lose hope. But here's what I want you to tell you, is that God wants you to live in this day and to rejoice in this day because this is the day he's given to you. Go to the next section in Ecclesiastes, starting in verse 10 there. He says, I have seen the busyness that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has put eternity into man's heart. Verse 12, I perceive that there is nothing better for them to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his work. This is God's gift to man. God's gift to us is that he wants us to rejoice and be joyful in this day. He wants us to live fully in this day. And maybe this day doesn't actually bring that much joy, but he wants us to see this day and to see how he is at work in our lives in this day. And so that our purpose is found and rejoicing in him. Another way you could say this is God has said, I'll take care of the big picture. You live in this day. I will take care of tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. You live this day. Which at first is kind of like, well, you know, I should probably plan for the future. Come on, God. Like, isn't there more than today? And then you realize, wait, that's a gift. I mean, we do have to plan for the next days and stuff, but there is a gift in saying, you know what? God's got the future. My purpose is in today. My purpose is whatever is coming into my path that God has brought into my path. My purpose is to see him and his meaning at work in my life today. That leads us into the other reading, the Isaiah reading. Why would we take meaning in what God has for us today? It's because he loves us. What he gives to us is because he loves us. He created us. He formed us. He redeemed us. He has called us by name. He says, I will be with you. That we are precious in his eyes. That we are honored. He loves us. So that when we stay in today, we also stay in that walking with purpose of knowing that he loves us and walks with us and keeps us. And as soon as we start to get frantic or as soon as we start to get hopeless, we start to lose a sense of God's love for us. Here's how it worked for me this week. Thursday, I left the house and I walked with purpose to work. If you don't know, I live across the parking lot. It was a really long walk with purpose. And I got to church and I had purpose. It's Thursday. Thinking a lot about this sermon and, you know, sat down at the desk and I was just going to do a quick, print a quick draft bulletin, make sure the bulletin was ready for you all. And I hit print and I picked it up from the copier. Page two looked, one, two, three, they all look good. Page four, nothing on it. Page five, six, nothing on seven. Eight's fine. And I thought, what is going on here? It's like skipping random pages. Arr! So I'm starting to lose my sense of purpose that day. So I call Windows. Can you help me? 3 hours later, you have a bulletin and my computer is fixed. 3 hours, right? And most of it was talking to technicians who were trying to do things and I have no idea what they were doing. But 3 hours, and you know, 3 hours of that, you really start to lose a sense of purpose for the day. I guess my purpose is here to just keep restarting my computer and still it works. I was losing all sense of purpose. I was walking really slow. I was sitting in the middle of the aisle. I wasn't getting all the way up to the altar. But living according to God, living and trusting that he has a purpose for us, means trying to see, like, well, God, what are you doing? Or what can you bring from this? This probably wasn't the greatest way to spend my morning, but what could you bring from this? And he said, you have a sermon illustration. All right. But there are things that are going to throw off your day, right? There are things that are going to make your days not so great. But walking with purpose means walking through all that with purpose, not frantically trying to solve it yourself and not giving up hope, but walking with purpose and saying, God, what are you up to? God, walk with me. God, show me that you love me through all of this. And that's exactly what we have in Jesus. The reason Jesus came, lived, died, and rose again is because he wanted to rescue us from hopelessness and rescue us from trying to save ourselves, neither of which will work. Instead, he came with this purpose to save us, to forgive us, so that we can walk with purpose in this life as we wait for him to come again. But he has given us purpose to see that God loves us and rejoices in us. So walk with purpose this week. If you catch yourself walking too fast, stop and see what God is doing around you. If you find yourself walking too slow, feeling kind of hopeless, stop. Take a look around you. See what God is doing in that day. Walk with his purpose. Amen.